Radio 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former UVA basketball standout Jim Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes with all-star interviews and classic Hobbo humor. Who's Talking is brought to you by West End Orthopedic Clinic, TGI Fridays of Richmond, LeClaire Ryan Law Firm, Janny Montgomery Scott Brokerage, TheSaber.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, and Kelleher Heating and Air. Who's Talking is on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Here's Frank and Jim.
Good evening, Wahoo fans. This is Frank Maloney with my good friend and trusty co-host, Jim Hobgood. We take you behind the scenes and sound bites to meet the Wahoos that make UVA athletics and big news in Charlottesville. We're glad that you've joined us tonight. Jim and I are delighted to have two prominent UVA head coaches as our featured guests this evening. In addition, we will be discussing the recent men's basketball victory and updating fans on the other Wahoo sports news.
And this is Hobbo. As Frank indicated, we have two prominent head coaches on the show tonight. Recently appointed, announced UVA football coach Mike London will be joining us shortly. In addition, at the bottom of the hour, we will be joined by UVA head baseball coach Brian O'Connor as he discusses the number three ranked Wahoos in the preseason poll recently put out for consideration at this point in time. And by the way, I should point out, you know, this is, as I told you on the phone today, December 23rd. A lot of people have talked about Hobbo's got a basketball bias. I want people to understand, you know, it's basketball season and we're having the football and baseball coach on. So, I want that to be taken into consideration.
Duly noted.
Mr. Maloney will tell you how you can contact us here tonight.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com as well as thesaber.com. We encourage you to send your questions and comments via email to whostalking@sportsradio910.com, or you can look us up on Facebook and search Who's Talking, become a fan, and leave us messages there. But most of all, tonight we welcome your phone calls, and you can call 345-0910. That's 345-0910. We'll be looking for those calls from our listeners in about 10 to 15 minutes. We'd like to get into it a little bit and do the background and the bio and then give Coach London a few minutes just to talk about his program and the coaching hires and so forth. But for now, just remember 345-0910 and
we will be... Now, is that 345-0910 or 345-0910?
It depends. He is the worst, isn't he? All right.
Well, fans, the basketball players have finished exams. The one thing, you know, a point of pride is the fact that Virginia does take a long period of time for basketball examinations. Now, it became a little longer with the cancellation of the UNC-Wilmington game, so it was actually 2 weeks between basketball games, but they did defeat NJIT, 69-38, and they do have a basketball game tonight. The Hampton Pirates are in Charlottesville. We are not there, but the Hampton Pirates are there to face the basketball Hoos at 7 o'clock this evening, so that's something our listeners can tune to after they're finished listening to Who's Talking with Coach London and Coach O'Connor. But tonight, we're going to focus on football and in the second half hour, baseball. So, Frank, give our listeners a little background on the new football coach at the university.
Delighted to do it. First off, Mike London is back for his third stint at UVA. He's been the defensive coordinator. He's worked, I believe, with the defensive line and so forth. He's been a recruiting coordinator. But now, as of December the 7th, when he was introduced to the media and the masses up there at John Paul Jones Arena, he is now the new head football coach. And, in fact, the 39th head coach in the 122-year history of the University of Virginia football program. Most recently, Mike spent 2 years at the University of Richmond where he performed brilliantly, as did his Spiders, where he led the Spiders to a 24-5 record. And as everyone well knows, just 2 years ago, they won the Football Championship Series national title. This year's Spider team was ranked for 9 straight weeks at number 1 in the FCS polls. They went 11-2 and reached the quarterfinals of the SCS playoffs. His teams were 13-4 in the CAA during the 2008 and 2009 campaigns. London's efforts in 2008 earned him National Coach of the Year honors, among many others. One honor that I noticed, he also was the Black Coaches Association Male Coach of the Year in 2008, where he beat out the Super Bowl champion head coach, Mike Tomlin, no less. So,
And I'm supposed to be happy about that?
Well, in this particular instance, yes.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to, you know, I have to clear everything through Frank, you know, to get my emotions in the right order. But,
well,
you know,
that's a good strategy when it comes to sports.
Well, you know, Tomlin is 7-7 right now. So, you know, that this year is this year as opposed. But Coach London, as you say, Frank, of course, Tony Bennett was the 2007 National AP Coach of the Year in basketball, men's basketball. And now we have Coach London, the 2008 FCS Coach of the Year for the University of Richmond, now in Charlottesville. So we've got some coaches in Charlottesville that not only are great leaders and character guys, but they also brought some hardware with them when they got to Charlottesville.
No doubt.
We
are aware that I believe our engineer is trying to bring Mike on the phone now. Let's see here. In 2001, Coach London joined the UVA staff for the first time as the defensive line coach. That's where that began. And then let's see here.
Joined Coach Groh's staff, I think, initially when Al Groh took over and then came back a couple of years thereafter after a stint elsewhere. I can't remember. You probably have his bio there as to where he went after his initial visit to Charlottesville.
Right. He spent the first year with the defensive line, then 02 to 04, he was still the defensive line coach, but the recruiting coordinator during that stretch. In 05, he left and coached for the Houston Texans. He came back in 2006 through 07 and was the defensive coordinator, and he still was overseeing the defensive line. So very impressive indeed. And then obviously in December 2009, he became the UVA head coach. So,
well, he will be joining us shortly. Maybe while we wait for Coach London, we could talk a little bit about the men's basketball to get back to my bias. Hopefully Coach will be joining us shortly. He's supposed to call into the show. Hampton Pirates tonight in Charlottesville, as we talked about, basketball. Virginia goes in 5-4 with the snow-out game against UNC Wilmington. And, of course, that news was released today from a basketball perspective that the Virginia game against UNC Wilmington has been rescheduled for January 18th, I believe, which is a Monday
night. Which is a Monday night, January 18th. They have not identified the start time of the game. Virginia hosts Miami on January 16th and then plays at Wake Forest on January 23rd. So this is a nice grilled cheese sandwich situation. You've got two ACC games, then you've got your out-of-conference game in UNC Wilmington.
Yeah, I think they even have, Georgia Tech on the 13th of January at home, and then Miami, I believe, at home. So UNC Wilmington in there. Still trying to catch up with Coach London, a man with a very busy schedule these days, we know. So hopefully it won't be much longer before we have him on the line with us and an opportunity to talk to him. Again, the phone number, 345-0910, if you want to call in after we get Coach London on. And Frank had talked about maybe after the break in the second segment, if we do have callers with questions, we would give them an opportunity at that time to ask the new head football coach anything on your mind relative to where the Virginia football program goes from here.
Well, one thing that we can do right now is we can look at the staff that he has put together to this point. First off, he has brought in a number of the coaches that were at the University of Richmond. Vincent Brown, quite a player. He was famous for playing with the New England Patriots for 8 years, where he racked up 811 tackles and 16.5 sacks and 10 interceptions in his 8-year career. Obviously quite a professional player. He was a graduate assistant at Virginia during the 2007 season. Then he went with Coach London over to Richmond, where obviously they had great success. working with linebackers last 2 years with Richmond. Let's see, Jeff Hansen, the assistant coach, who was a U of R graduate, 38 years of college experience. He was the Spiders defensive line coach for the last couple of years for Richmond. And I understand that we have Coach London on the line. So we're gonna go straight to Coach London. Coach London, are you there?
I am. How you guys doing?
Very good. Glad you could join us tonight in our Christmas special.
Yeah, you've made it a Christmas special. Coach Jim Hobgood here and Frank Maloney, of course, thank you for joining us this evening. I know you've had a very busy schedule. Just as an aside, my daughter initially, it probably took a day or two for her to start talking to me again. I think she blamed me for your making the decision to go to Charlottesville. Of course, my daughter is a triple spider, very much a supporter of yours at the University of Richmond. So I think she's coming around to understanding why the move was made. But tell us a little bit. I know it's been a whirlwind these first couple of weeks in Charlottesville. Tell us how you're doing making the adjustment as well as your family.
Well, you know, you're right. It's been a whirlwind, but you know, first to address the Spider Nation out there. I mean, it was a difficult decision, but one, you know, that you make in the best interest of your family and then the opportunities afforded. But there's some great people at Richmond, and got the thing, you know, going with the fans and the Spider Walk and all those things like that. I mean, great fans. It's going to be even better when the new stadium opens on campus. So. I'm very proud of the university and very thankful of, you know, Dr. Ayers for giving me the opportunity, Jim Miller for giving me the opportunity there. So, now I'm a Spider alum and I wish nothing but the best for the program. But, you know, when I first got to Charlottesville, I guess Monday, almost 2 weeks ago, it seems like it's been about two months, but, I met with, with the players, because they were like the players at Richmond, they were getting prepared for exams to leave, to go home. So I met with all of them. I met with some support staff, people, some of the professors that are there on grounds. And so it's been ongoing, trying to get a staff together to be very representative of a staff that's going to be able to be role models and coach and teach the players. So. And then also trying to be a dad because, I got to get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, and I don't know where they sell those things, but I got to find one. where I can get one, let me know. Just doing all those things. So it's been fast-paced, but, you know, nonetheless, it's been something that I'm enjoying. I know it's a necessity, but I'm looking forward to get ready for signing day, finishing up on recruiting. And then getting into, spring practice.
Well, that was an important comment. You know, some people may have been calling in to ask the 4-3 versus the 3-4. What we really need is information on where you can get your Christmas shopping done. So, well, 3450910 if you have that information for Coach London.
While you brought up the coaching hires, we mentioned on air just before you came on Vincent Brown and Jeff Hansen and Mike Farragalli. We were just getting ready to talk about his background. Everyone in Wahoo Nation knows that you've kept Bob Price and Anthony Poindexter on, and most recently we've heard that the strength and conditioning coach has been retained, who used to be at the University of Richmond. So how do you feel about the progress you're making with your staff, and how many more slots do we have to go?
Well, I feel like I'm making great progress. I mean, you want to find the right fit. And as you guys know, there's been a ton of applicants, and rightfully so. Virginia is a great place, and you know, it has the best of both world opportunities academically and athletically. But there are some coaches that are still playing, and seasons are still going on that that I have expressed interest to me, and that I have an interest in. And rather than try to get everything done in one fell swoop here. Just take, a measured amount of time to make sure I do this the right way. And it's not necessarily trying to get a guy from that has a pedigree of this and that. I'm looking for the right fit, the right person. So I think that's important. And then, you mentioned Anthony Poindexter and Bob Price. Anthony for sure is going to be on staff, and Bob will be associated with the Virginia football, one way or the other. They did a great job of holding on to the committed players while this transition was going on. And I tell you, remarkably, they went out on the road. They saw all those players. They got in their homes and their schools, and the players said they were solid. That's a credit to those guys just holding the fort down and still bringing the message, which goes to prove that, you know, the best of both world opportunities, again, I mean, it's important that the reason why they chose Virginia in the first place because of the academic opportunities, but also because of, the program, the facilities, and the possibilities there. So when I got back, when I got on board, brought Coach Brown and Farragelli and Hanson with me, then they went out and they reiterated the message as to, you know, why they made a good choice and why the things around here, hopefully the fortunes will change and get Virginia football back to where it needs to on the field, in recruiting, in the community, academically, all those things.
Mike, I think what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to break very quickly. So we ask all of our Who's Talking listeners to bear with us. And, Mike, we'd like to carry you over the break into the next segment. So we're going to go to break now. We appreciate you holding on the line for us for just a minute. And we thank our listeners.
UVA fans, follow the Who's on the web at thesaber.com, your source for independent coverage and discussion of Cavalier athletics.